Welcome back, live from our KGGF studios. I'm Sam Speck, again here from our historic studios in Coffeyville, Kansas. It's a cool one out there this morning, but we're going to heat things up with some good music here as well, as we're joined in studio by Brian Knowles. Brian, thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, anytime. As I know a lot of our listeners over on 98.1 KUSN, one of our sister stations, is familiar with your music, as well as you sat in with our old morning host, Steve Ryan, over there, as well as Shuri as well, when she was our station host over there for quite a long time. So you've been here. You've been
to the
station,
no doubt about it.
There you go. So for all of our KGGF listeners out there that don't know you, Brian, where are you from, my man?
Well, I live around Hale, Kansas. Y'all probably don't know where that is. Maybe some of the listeners do. It's basically north of Sedan, south of Longton.
Okay.
I've lived there for, well, I guess since 2005. And always had property out of that way, so I've been down this area since I was a little kid, and I grew up around Wichita.
Okay.
Went to school at Andover, graduated there, and then graduated at K-State in 05. So.
All right, so basically the from central east all Kansas, basically it is it's been your life right there.
That's
so
right, man. Born and raised Southern Kansan. That's one of my songs. But yeah, I love Kansas. It's my home. I don't really see me leaving it anytime soon. I guess if I hit it big time, maybe I'd have a secondary home somewhere. It was pretty warm.
There you go. You always got to find some more extra sun with that one. So let's talk about, you know, your inspiration, your music behind it. Did it start at a young age, or did you kind of pick it up, you know, along the way?
Right. Well, for me, I've always been intrigued by anybody that can play music. Definitely at a younger age, I guess maybe middle school, is where I kind of felt like I really was anybody that could play guitar, could sing, watching live performances, especially anything acoustic. I guess, I don't know if you remember like the Unplugged, you know, stuff off MTV.
And I mean, I'm a big music guy myself, and I love a lot of reggae music, and then you put that to an acoustic level, a different level of music. It really is.
Acoustic to me has always been, you know, like the heart of music for me. I love anything acoustic. When I'd go see bands, when they'd break it down at the end of the show or, you know, the set and do it just an acoustic, I was like, man, there's just something that got me with that. And my dad, he bought me a guitar when I was in eighth grade, told me, you know, you're gonna have to take lessons if you want to play guitar. And so it's like, all right, well, that didn't work out too well, you know. I kind of put it away, didn't really play it, had a guitar and never really pursued it too much. And then I guess about 6 years ago, I got an acoustic guitar for Christmas. My mom had gotten for me to play a little bit, and next thing I knew, I was, you know, into it a little bit more and had time to put into it that I hadn't had before. And everybody just kept trying to push me to, you know, pursue a music career, and I just never really thought I was good enough. And then next thing you know, played a couple live gigs, put out an album. Now I've got four, and here we are.
It snowballs a little bit on you.
It's amazing. And of course, Sherry Michaels here at the station, she was the one that really got it going for me.
Good.
On that second album, once she started playing me, that a lot of stations, you know, after that started backing me, and then came another album, another one, and yeah, like I said, it's been.
And you gotta, you know, I can see the inspiration behind it as well, because you know you got real excited about that one song that you had, and I can see that being a Kansan, being born down here, living through it down here, there's a lot of inspiration behind your songs. Not only with that, you write and compose all of your music. Correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I've written every single lyric to every song. I write all my music. That's one of the things I pride myself on. Obviously, it's a little cheaper too. You know anything about it, you know, songwriters, they, you know, in Nashville, that's a lot of money to, which I don't have. So of course I'm going to probably always have to write my own music, which I really like doing that. I mean, it's when you're playing them live and people come up to you and like, man, did you write that? It's like, yeah, that's when, you know, or when you hear, you know, people like, I heard you on the radio. Is that one of your songs you wrote? It's like, yeah. That, you know, it's just a pride thing, kind of like your kids or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's reassuring. Okay, I'm doing the right thing, so.
Well, and, you know, because I've taught myself to play a little bit of guitar, the best at it by any means, but the whole combination of trying to sing, compose, write music, and then get it all down rhythmically in the same beat, it's incredibly difficult. I haven't figured it out myself, so to be able to do it and then also still have the creative mind and the patience, I think, is a big thing to sit down and make those songs. So, the majority of that inspiration is probably living around here, but where does the inspiration of those songs come?
You know, it's kind of crazy. sometimes it, well, I guess the last year has been pretty tough for me. I lost my dad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And so I just really wasn't that inspired to write. And so I guess it's kind of one of those things where when the songs come, you write them. And when they're not there, you just, you know, deal with that too. And so the inspiration just comes. It can be, I mean, maybe it's a moment in my life. Maybe it's just an idea in my head. And I haven't really felt like, you know, writing in a long time. But the last month, I'm going to be making some announcements. I got some big things coming. So, yeah, it's coming along finally again for me. So, inspirationally, I would think breakups, things like that, maybe really happy things in your life too. And then maybe just sometimes I'll just be driving down the road and I'll just think of something like, man, that's a cool line, or just something catchy, or an idea that maybe somebody hasn't brought to life.
You know, it's a pretty motivational kind of aspect to it, because many people think inspiration is just things that's just going to all of a sudden one day perfectly come into place. And you're right, it could be just magically while you're driving. It could be after a you know, God forbid, a horrible occurrence that happens, or maybe it's a very good occurrence. And that's a great way to kind of look at life as well, is because it is, you know, it's not just all going to fall into place. You got to figure out a way how to work past those moments that don't. But then when that inspiration comes, you got to jump on it.
Yeah, that's it. It's having those moments and also capitalizing on them. So, I mean, yeah, you might have some – it's hard because you have to be in the right state of mind. You got to have the guitar, you know, and I have a little recorder.
Nice.
So if I get something, man, I'll bust it on there. That way I got the rhythm and everything down.
You're ready.
Because when you're writing, you know, the rhythm is kind of like the way you enunciate different things and just the sound, and then you wake up and it's like, man, you forget it. So it's nice to get that on paper while you have it and make it fresh, and then that's – get to the studio, you know, as soon as you can with the new stuff.
So. Certainly. Well, now, Brian, we know you. Now we need to know your shows. I know you're performing here locally up at one of our great advertisers as well, Beans and Barbecue. I know you're going to be playing there, and then all kind of scattered throughout our area. So if you wanted to kind of hit on that Beans and Barbecue, mentioned that, you know, you've got some announcements coming. Will we hear some new music up at Beans and Barbecue? Are you waiting on that one?
You know what? I'm not going to say yes or no, but, fans, you know, if you guys come out to the shows, you beg me hard enough, you maybe hear something new.
There you go.
Like I said, I'd like to do stuff for my fans, and that's one thing I try to do is test out my new stuff on them. And so if you come out, hey, you never know, you might hear something new off of me, but that's definitely something I've got in the fire. I'm definitely getting back to doing that thing again, and like I said, I'm excited about that. And we got Beans and Barbecue coming up. That's going to be a week from tomorrow. Well, I guess it's on a Saturday, so it'll be on February the 9th. It's actually the owner, Terry's 50th birthday. And if you've never made it into there, they have really great food, and that place is always a good time. I think this is about the third time I played in there. Nice. And every time, it's just been a great crowd. The people are great. Food's great. Terry's awesome. It's just a good time. So if you guys are looking for something to do, definitely come down to Edna and give a listen, help her celebrate.
Yeah, there you go. So some celebration, some good music, and then Beans and Barbecue, always good food on the menu as well. Big shout out to them. But, you know, we've got a big year here in Coffeyville. It's the 150th anniversary of the birth it was, and that's only 8 years after just the founding of the state of Kansas. So it's an old town, and we're here to celebrate 150th, and I think you're going to be there playing, aren't you?
That is correct. That's one of the reasons I'm here today, too, is I'm going to be playing at the 150th anniversary celebration. I believe it's going to be on the Saturday, June the 1st. And I had no idea it was actually that old, the town itself.
Yeah, it is a lot of, just storied history behind it. It is thick. The history behind it is thick. And I didn't really realize it either, because this is my first year living down here. It's, 150. That's a lot of history, a lot of stories behind it.
I'm telling you. I'm guessing they're going to have some very cool things planned. And, of course, live music. I've been told they're going to have other artists as well. I'm not for sure exactly what time it's all going to take place. I'm assuming in the evening. So, like I said, the 150th year, I'm guessing, you know, the only thing I can really think of that a lot of people talk about is like the Dalton Gang and, you know, some of the history with the bank robberies and some of the cooler things like that. But there's a lot more to Coffeeville than just those things that people know.
So. Oh, there is. I mean, yeah, the names like Walter Johnson and the Dalton Gang, and then, you know, just the heavy influence of the oil industry around here, the aviation history around here. I mean, it is a long, long storied history of Coffeeville. So it'll be fun. I can't wait for the whole celebration and everything that comes along with it. So real quick, before we, you know, give our listeners what they're here for, they want to definitely hear what a little music from you. But what are some other shows that we can kind of look on down the line and mark on the calendar?
Actually, this month coming up, February, I've got some local shows. I'm going to be, the next few months after that, I'm going to be all over, you know, so I'm really looking forward to February. It's cold, and so it's nice to have some shows booked close to home. With traveling and the weather, it's kind of skeptical sometimes getting on the road when it's snowing and ice, and so really excited about that. And so anyways, if you guys are looking for something to do on Valentine's Day, I'm actually going to be playing over at my good friends at Sweet and Spicy in Howard. They're going to do a steak and shrimp dinner over there, and it's going to start around 5 o'clock, and I think that's from 5 to 8. Come by. I'm going to be singing, playing. If you've never stopped in there, the Velas family, they're awesome. And like I said, this is going to be the third time I'm playing up there on Valentine's Day, so it's kind of like a tradition for me. And I'm looking forward to doing that one. And then on Saturday, the 16th of February, I'm going to be in Turbo's right there in Independence. Tony's a good friend of mine. I've played a few shows up there over the years, and I'm really looking forward to making it back in there. That's going to start around 9 o'clock. It's a free show. Come on down. Like I said, Independence, I missed playing for you guys, so I'm looking forward to that one. And then I'm going to be crossing over the border down to Oklahoma, playing one on the 23rd. At the Hitchin' Post in Dewey. So it's just right, not too far from here. This is going to be my second show up there. Had a really good time last time, and I'm really looking forward to that one too. So
Great.
Come out if you guys get a chance. I love seeing my fans, love hearing from you guys. And like I said, just appreciate you guys.
Well, it sounds like you got a good relationship with the owners of the, you know, whether it's a bar, whether it's a place that you can go in. Sounds like you got a good relationship with the majority of them. So yeah, good times are always looming with that. So, Brian, I know our listeners are interested maybe in a little bit of a music here. So however you want to do it, we got a couple of minutes left here. Cool. So if you wanted to do like a full favorite song of yours, or if you wanted to do two, like a melody and chorus that lead up to each other, however you'd like to do it,
Okay, sure.
It is all up to you. So let me get this microphone all set up here. But yes, we got live music here in the KJGF studios. I'm excited again. Brian Knowles joining us here on this Thursday morning. It's a little different, you know. Normally Thursdays are just nothing but talk. Now we get a little bit of music.
When I was coming in, you're like, we're gonna have Brian Knowles playing live. He may be bringing his guitar.
There we go. And I see it. Nice Taylor guitar right there. Indeed.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And I'm hoping you ain't gonna be charging no copyright nothing on this.
I'm gonna let slide on this.
There
one.
We go. All right, just
on
this
one. Slide on this one.
All right, sounds great to me. So again, Brian Knowles live in studio. Take it away, my man.
This one right here is called Life's Too Short. Roll down your window, let that fresh air in. No, I love the country, yeah, that's where I've been. And I love sunset and lights, no dancing in the rain. When I'm with my woman, I ain't feeling any pain. And life's too short, yeah, well, that's what I think. So won't you light up another smoke and pour me another drink? Well, life's too short, yeah, well, that's what I think. So won't you light up another smoke and pour me another drink? I like the stars, the way they shine bright at night. Oh, I like the water, the way the moonlight hits a ride. And I like the smell of the woods when it rains. Oh, I love fishing, that's what keeps me sane. And life's too short, yeah, well, that's what I think. So won't you light up another smoke and pour me another drink? Life's too short, yeah, well, that's what I think. So won't you light up another smoke and pour me another drink? Well, I like the color of the leaves in the fall. Oh, I like walking where the oak trees are tall. And I like a good bonfire down by the lake. And if you're down for a good time, then don't hesitate.
Cause life's too short, yeah. Well, that's what I think. So would you light up another smoke and pour me another drink? Well, life's too short, yeah. Well, that's what I think. So would you light up another smoke and pour me another drink?
All right, my man Brian Knowles live in studio here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Check him at Beans and Barbecue. Brian, when are you going to play there? And then probably a couple of other shows that you got coming up here.
Heck yeah, man. I'm going to be up there on February the 9th. Definitely come out to that one. I'm going to be at Sweet and Spicy on Valentine's Day. That following Saturday on the 16th, you can find me at Turbo's. And then on the 23rd, I'm going to be at Dewey, Oklahoma at the Hitchin' Post.
My man Brian Knowles again in studio with us live from the KGGF studios. Brian, thanks so much.
Hey. Appreciate you guys so much for having me. It's always a pleasure coming up here. And I want to say one last time, thank you guys so much to all my fans for backing me, coming to the shows, buying the merch, and I'll see you guys out there.
Brian Knowles on AM 690 KGGF.